How many times have you been here as either part of a staff or just a competitive program that's here as part of the World Series?
I think four times, maybe five. I'm not sure. It's been a while. And, probably when you first start coming, you probably don't appreciate it as much as you should at the time. And so, just excited to get back here again.
You were a part of a program that won it. What was that year like?
You know what? We started out kind of slow and it built up and till the end, obviously, when we won the thing. But at the end, it's always about playing well at the right time. And I thought unless things kind of went sideways, we had a really good chance to win the national championship that year because we had really good pitching and we had somebody that could finish games. And also we played good defense. And I guess two or three of those infielders end up playing in the big leagues. I thought we really, really that year kind of finished that thing out the way you're supposed to. And that's, kind of moving up as the season goes and then playing your best baseball at the end.
The fact that you've been every step of the way for this program since Tony was hired, Tony Vitello named head coach, what is it like to see this group of players that you've helped assemble and develop take this step?
Well, it's such a unique deal because, in 19, when we go to a regional, none of them had ever been to I don't even know if they've been to a conference tournament, some of them. And so, just the fact they went to a conference tournament and then, we make it to a regional final. And then with the COVID deal, we had a chance to really go a long ways last year in that thing. And then when that happened and season stopped, I thought we had a good returning nucleus. But you just never know. When kids have to worry about the draft and a bunch of different things, sometimes they kind of go sideways. And I think that's probably one of Tony's biggest attributes is the fact that he can get the kids to pull on the same end of the rope, basically, and not think so much about themselves and what their situation might be as opposed to what the team.
This staff, the pitching staff, suffered such a blow early on. The only member of the pitching staff that received preseason All-American notice was Jackson Leith, and unfortunately his first home start, his first start, third batter in, he's lost for the season. How tough was that just to see somebody who has wanted to pitch in the orange and white as much as he has suffer that kind of a blow?
Well, first individually for him as a kid and a teammate, part of our group, that was really tough to see because he probably works, you hate to say harder than anybody, but he's up there and probably in the top three or four guys on our team as far as going about things and working hard. And so, it hurt for us as a team, which initially you probably think about and, where's this going to lead us? But then you start thinking about the kid himself and you really feel bad because these guys put a lot of time and effort and things into this. And then for that to happen, such a freak deal, you really hate to see that happen. But, if you have a good club and you have, a good culture, somebody kind of has to step up and step into the mix. And we've had that happen. And so, it was terrible. You hated to see it, but fortunately we had some guys that came forward and did a pretty good job for us.
Chad Dallas has been outstanding in setting a tone going into each series. And then you look at being able to put Will Heflin in game two and then Blade Tidwell in game three. Had you ever been a part of a staff that was the exact same every conference series for a 10-week run as we saw with Tennessee?
No, it's never happened. I've been doing this a long time, and there's usually – somebody will stub their toe or you'll have an injury or something nagging will happen where, hey, maybe you just missed one start. But to have that consistency, I think that was huge for our club. To say that you could predict it, something like that, obviously not. But I've never had that happen before.
It is an outstanding staff. What really stood out to me is that in the few instances where Tennessee didn't get the first game, Will Heflin did exactly what was needed to have Tennessee in position to win the second one. The Volunteers never lost back-to-back games in a conference series, and I think that would be almost as rare as just not having that one weekend where it just doesn't go your way. There were a couple of series losses, but Tennessee never lost back-to-back games against a conference foe.
I think, and that says a lot, and Tony and I have talked about this, sometimes I think your Saturday game is probably more important than your Friday game, and because it can win you a series or it can turn around a series. And so, you know, our guys are kind of 1A and 1B, so to speak. And we've had guys not pitch so well maybe on Friday, and we pitch really well on Saturday, or maybe, you know, Friday's really good, not so good on Saturday, and Sunday's a good game. But for the most part, those guys have been – the consistency allows you to have, you know, a little bit of calm as opposed to, hey, are we going to get a shutout, or are you going to go out there and give up eight, you know, or this or that. And so that's usually probably the best staff that you can have, is when you have a pretty good idea what's going to happen when they go out there.
The bullpen also did such a wonderful job this year, starting with Sean Hundley, who receives All-American status, just as Chad Dallas did. What about having that kind of a Swiss Army knife? Hundley can get you nine outs, can get you more than that, or you can come in and finish a game with just a quick situation, as we've seen him do. What's it like to have him out of the pen available to you?
Well, I think to have success at our level, you have to, because we don't have the traditional one-inning closer, or we don't have the seventh-inning guy and the eighth-inning guy and the ninth-inning guy. So the ability to go out there and especially do that maybe 2 days in a row or two out of three or something like that is huge. And when you get down to this part of the season, I mean, a lot of times it's all hands on deck. And so, I mean, you might have to throw an out today, get two innings tomorrow, maybe three outs the next day or something like that. And so, I mean, it changes, you know, from day to day, but that's huge. I mean, just, and you know what, he's had some bumps in the road, but you, for the most part, he's going to go out there and attack the strike zone, and you know what you're going to get out of him. Like I said, the consistency in that is huge.
And then to see Camden Sewell come on as he has, I think you could say very similar to Sean in the sense that he makes a start in the SEC tournament, was lights out against Florida, but he also has kind of come in as the next guy up with an undefined role, just somebody who can give you – he's ready to give you everything that you need him to give.
You know, we were looking at back, or I was looking back at some of the past seasons, and we forgot those two guys started at North Carolina in games in that regional. And obviously, you know, the roles have changed a little bit, but we've bounced them in and bounced them out, and they've, yeah, you gotta have a pretty, tough skin to handle that type of situation where you're in and out of the situation, and you might throw two this week, or then you start and you go six, and now we haven't done that with Sean, but we did do that with Cameron. And so, yeah, that's a big deal to be able to go back and forth in that situation.
You've also had Redmond do what he's done, not only for this season, but also his career with the University of Tennessee. Kirby, of course, has come in and gotten some tough outs. How do you feel about just the staff going into now this week as the College World Series gets underway?
Well, I like where we're at. I know nobody can predict what's going to happen when you get on this stage. I mean, I've been here where, I mean, you know, Ben McDonald does a lot of the games, you know, for college baseball, and I saw him get beat up here pretty good one weekend, and so you can have great stuff and scuffle up here because it's just a different stage, and so you never know exactly what's going to happen, and those guys go on and have big major league careers and stuff. But you don't really know exactly. You think you have a pretty good idea if you have some consistency throughout the year, but you just never know until you get out there.
The numbers that this staff, as the season has gone on, have become quite outstanding. When you consider how lively Lindsey Nelson Stadium has been in the postseason, what do you think stands out about what your pitchers were able to do in limiting what the other side did to have as one of the best ERAs in the SEC as well as the country?
Well, yeah, believe me, Lindsey Nelson is not the greatest place for a pitching coach to want to coach at. And I was in Lubbock, Texas for years, and that's one of the toughest places too. I'm not sure this isn't any tougher, but I think if you can minimize your walks or unforced runners, because at that park in a certain day, you're going to give up some pop-ups and go out of that yard. And so, you know, I've been talking to Coach Vitello, hey, we get some stadium improvements. How about moving that fence back a little bit, or at least raising the bullpen fence in right field to the regular level of the other parts of the stadium, and doing some, you know, at least a little bit of stuff? Because they were telling me it used to be farther back, and then when they did the MVP room or whatever, they moved home plate up a little bit. And but yeah, on certain days, I mean, I'm sitting there going, you know, come on, baby, stay in the yard. And hey, every pop-up, it's, you know, you hold your breath on that deal. But we also get to hit with that happening. And so I think it's kind of an intimidating factor. I mean, Coach Maneri even talked about it, how, you know what, it's pretty tough to come in here and just put up zeros because of how the ball flies. And so, no, it is. I mean, I think you finally get, and this is what it is, and you get used to it. And if you give up a solo home run, you got to go on and you just try to not give up a bunch of crooked numbers.
And then just to step aside from the staff for a quick second, when you joined Tony Vitello, the first commit was Jake Rucker. Right. What was it like to see him or see him start to accumulate first-team All-SEC, All-American status? I know that's got to be a great feeling because he was the first to say yes to you guys.
Well, yeah, I think – I don't even know if I was on staff yet when I saw Jake. I was on my way up here. I can't remember exactly how that played out, but I went to the Sun Belt games, and he was playing for Team Tennessee, and he was playing short at that time. And obviously had good actions, and he was skinny. Yeah, I mean, you know, any time that you get a chance to get in there and your first guy, and there, he was so excited to be a part of what we had going on, and the family was a neat family. And so, yeah, I mean, he looks a little different than he did when he stepped on campus. But, you know, people forget he played pretty good at second base for us that first year, and he was fortunate. He had Ricky Martinez, who was a great defender over there, helping through a lot of stuff. But, no, to see the strides he's made, and now he's hitting three-hole for us, and I don't know where he hit in the lineup back, probably nine-hole back then or something, at least late in the lineup. But, no, it's neat to see because, you know, you never know what's going to happen with a kid. But as far as our first guy, obviously it turned out pretty good.
The fact that you've been in this position before, what do you think it'll be like to stand on that line on Sunday when the entire orange and white is introduced before the College World Series crowd?
Well, I mean, it's exciting. And like I said, I you know, when you first come and I was younger, you know, you probably don't appreciate it as much because you think, hey, this we're going to come here every year. And then I was fortunate enough to be a part of a national championship team. But, I you know, I probably have enjoyed it more this time than I have any of the other times I've been here because you just don't know how everything's going to play out. And this is I like our group of kids. I mean, we have people say that all the time, but I mean, I can generally say that with the COVID deal and then now making it to the College World Series, I mean, it's a huge deal. I can remember when Evan Russell said, hey, Coach, when are you going to give me a hug or this or that? And I said, well, when I feel comfortable enough that I'm not going to catch something from you. And that, I mean, that's where we've come from, yeah. Basically. And I coached my first 40 games this year in a hoodie and a mask on. I looked like Darth Vader. And so, I mean, we forget that actually happened. And so it's really evolved from where that was to now.
Well, Coach, it's been outstanding to see this team earn this trip because they certainly deserve it. But enjoy every bit of it. Good luck this week.
Thanks a lot, Don.